So who should oversee public funding for arts and culture? That's at the heart of a proposal before the King County Council. Council members got an earful from the public at a hearing on Wednesday morning. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has more.
Dozens of people packed the county council chambers, so many that some who wanted to testify had to wait in the hall. 40 people spoke, all opposed to an ordinance to give the council more direct control over For Culture. That's the public-private agency that funds arts, culture, and heritage organizations across King County.
This is something that you don't want to do. There's nothing wrong with For Culture.
It is a crown jewel of King County, something is we should all be proud of.
This is an organization that works really well. So, it ain't broke, don't fix it.
In January, 6 of the 9 council members introduced a measure to give themselves the power to appoint For Culture's board and executive director. The proposal also would give the council the ability to approve or reject For Culture's annual budget and withhold funding. Starting in 2021, that funding could be as high as $13 million a year. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.